Hello and welcome to Sundial on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. Thanks so much for joining us. Gigi Stettler was left for dead more than 30 years ago. She was stabbed multiple times by a homeless man, a man she was reaching out to help. Now, considering the circumstances, Stettler never lost that part of her that wants to reach out and help others. Stettler owns RV Sales of Broward, and she's sending free RVs stuffed with food and supplies to some of the hardest hit areas of the Bahamas. Now, we recently visited her at her shop, and Stettler is working with Dolphin legend Dan Marino. We started the conversation with how the two met for the cause.
First off, we've been friends for a long time, and we've been working with particular charities for many, many years, and he has been a lucky winner many times, winning RVs that we've donated for certain charities as the highest bidder. So he has used the RVs or have been driven around in RVs, and that's kind of how we met. And when I was seeking a brand ambassador for the RV Advisor, who better than Dan?
Dan, what about how did this particular project for getting the RVs to the Bahamas, how did that all get started? How did they bring you in?
Well, first of all, like Gigi said, we got to know each other through charity events and doing things together that way. And I bought some RVs and had some fun stuff that we did in the charity events, and then talked about getting together for the business. But also, I think getting together for the Bahamas thing was it was really important just because of what has gone on down there. And her idea, I think, is brilliant. And what Gigi was able to come up with as far as getting RVs, filling them up and sending them over there to, you know, to help the people that are just, I mean, it's just, it's been devastating. So to be able to help them in a way that is not only, it's twofold, right? So you're bringing RVs over, but also you're putting a lot of, you know, products and things for them that they can use over there at the same time. So you got a place for them to live in afterwards, and also all the things like water and all food and all the things that they need.
You know, Gigi, you've donated RVs in the past. You've helped out the Bahamas, but you've also, even after Katrina, you know, so this for you, this is not new. And I'm wondering, like, you know, when that all started for you and you felt like, you know what, besides sending relief, which is the food and basic supplies, that RV would be a good thing to send because there's a need.
Started back from Hurricane Andrew, when that disaster happened. I lived it. All of the news people had, they didn't have any place to stay while they were covering the stories down there. So, because it was devastated. So they had called me, my company, and asked, you know, for rentals. And I said, how many do you need? They wanted a quote for about 15 or 18 units. And I said, tell me where to deliver them. There's, you know, I'll get them down there. And they said, well, how much? I said, nothing. And so it kind of started. And I just always believe in paying it forward. And I didn't even think about business or anything at the time. I just knew that they needed it, brought them down there. But it's just something that I've always done. And then Katrina hit, and same thing. I ended up housing the Coast Guard. Actually, I housed the Pascagoula Police Department. A friend's cousin lost his house, and he was the sheriff. Then he told me, he asked me for an RV. I said, sure, I sent one up for him. And then he said, well, the whole sheriff's department is homeless, and they're living inside the jail right now, and the prisoners are under a bridge. And I flew there to deliver them myself. So when I got to the jail, they drove into to meet the sheriff. And there were 300 people, families outside, and they thought I was FEMA passing out free campers. Well, I didn't have 300 campers, free campers. So the sheriff walked out and said, well, you choose 30 families out of these 300, and left me to pick these families. It was horrible because they were all crying. And I really went through the line, and I saw the one who had the most kids. And I did what I could.
You guys have been through a lot of storms. I wondered if, like, you know, what you saw from Dorian and the destruction in the Bahamas, if you've ever seen anything like that. I just want to get a sense from each of you, like, what was going through your mind after it passed, and then you start to see, because you both have deep connections to the Bahamas.
Well, I mean, first of all, it's hard. I mean, I was living in Weston at the time, so in a way, we were affected with Andrew, but not really. And just to see the devastation, and I remember the Dolphins, we took trucks of water and food and things down to Homestead and in different places in Miami. And it is, you know, it's mind-boggling a little bit to see the destruction of what these storms do. So it hits a home because, you know, it is our home here in South Florida, and we have so many people that were affected back then that are affected now. And then you understand what the people in the Bahamas are going through. And then you see the pictures and you see the video and you think, see all the things that are coming over the news. And I think it's just really, it's like, what can you do? Like what's the most important thing to help these people, and how do you do that? And I think that's the cool thing that we're doing with the RVs and bringing over supplies with the RVs. I think is going to make a difference. And I think people should understand that you could, no matter who you are, you know, in some small way, try to make an effect to help them.
Just real quickly, Dan, I mean, like, again, you've lived here a long time now, but your connection to the Bahamas, how often do you get out there?
So I've been over there quite a few times over the years. I've been, you know, to different areas where, you know, I've been to the casinos, I've been golfing, I've done all the things that that all of us do here in South Florida when we go to Bahamas, fishing, all that stuff. So you realize, you know, you're there and you realize the effect that this has had on them, and it's devastating. It's going to be a long time before they can rebuild. So that's why I really think that, you know, everybody tries to support in any way they can.
And then for you, Gigi, I mean, your connection to the Bahamas, and I wonder, like, when's the last time you were there? And were you in any of the places that got, I mean, like the Grand Bahama or Abaco? Have you been out there?
No, I've never been to that side. I've mainly gone to Freeport, and mainly Freeport. But I think that our biggest, we're so lucky that it wasn't us. So I think that's the main part of why we have to give back, because it could have been us, and we're so lucky, and they don't have the resources that we have. And you know, even though everybody's jumping in, and thing is that all the supplies and everything that went down there, and unfortunately half the stuff sat on the dock because everybody left because there was no place to stay, no running water, nothing. So there's all the first set of supplies, you know, got wasted. A gentleman reached out to me from Green Turtle, and he called after he saw the news story down there in the Bahamas, and he has a small business, rental boats, and there's not a boat standing. All those boats are on the roofs of other people's houses. So he's, you know, lost his business. His house actually fared okay, but his son's house is completely flattened. And his son and what his wife, and they're expecting a baby in a couple of months, is completely wrecked. So he had called me about a camper, and so I gave him one of the first donation ones, and that's actually outside getting ready to go to the port tomorrow. So his is going tomorrow, and he's a little more resourceful, so his truck survived, so he could actually get it off the boat. So there's a lot of logistics that has to happen because they still have to be transported, and there's hardly any vehicles standing right now. So the government bought one of my trucks, so they'll be able to move them around because I've got hitches on them. So that's, you know, so it's that part of it is still, you know, we have, but like I said, he's resourceful, and he's actually, I made a deal with him. For anything else that goes into that island, he's going to move them for me. So, you know, strategically, it has to be done, you know, correctly, where we need to send housing. We need to have some type of roof over their head so that they could rebuild. So that's the first thing that, you know, kind of has to happen so people can start to go back to rebuild.
You're listening to a previous conversation that we had with Gigi Stettler. She's the owner of RV Sales of Broward. Also with Miami Dolphins legend Dan Marino. The two of them are teaming up to get free RVs stuffed with food, water, and other supplies to some of the hardest hit places in the Bahamas. These RVs will be used by workers who were involved in the recovery of the Bahamas. Let's return to our conversation.
I wanted to ask you something about you. You have an incredible personal story, and people who don't know you, but I mean, like many years ago before you got started this business, that you were attacked. You went through a horrible experience. And I wonder how that shaped you.
Probably in twofold. So many people always, you know, after what happened to me, being stabbed 21 times and left for dead, people think, oh, why do you trust people? And obviously my number wasn't up and I didn't die. So you can't hold that against the next person. And I can't let that ruin my life. So you have to forgive to forget. So I forgive so that I can move on and be strong. But, you know, I've had so many, I mean, literally stabbed 21 times, but I've been mentally, emotionally stabbed. I can't even imagine to tell you how many times. So, and sometimes that's worse because it just lingers on. But I fight big bullies, big corporate bullies and bullies in general because, you know, they just, they want to take advantage of women and small business owners and stuff like that. So I fight back. And I just, I guess my attitude is when they, you know, when they try to challenge me or do something personally to me, I just look at them and said, you know, I was stabbed 21 times and I'm still here. So what else have you got? I fought for my life and I will fight every day. And this is who I am.
You know what, Dan? I mean, that gets me thinking about kind of the mentality of people here in South Florida. And, you know, you talk about how we've been through a lot here. I mean, not just Andrew, but so many things in South Florida. But it's kind of like in the heart of people here. And it's just, we want to reach out and help each other no matter what. And that's kind of what we're doing here with the Bahamas. It's almost like they're family. We got to help them out.
There's no doubt. I mean, Gigi, that's an incredible story. And that's what it's about. It's about resilience and understanding that as a person, as a human being, what can you do to do better and help the next person? And, you know, you think about this, not only South Florida, but anybody that's in that situation, you know, you try to do everything you can to help. I think the people down here have realized, because they've been through, you know, storms and a lot of different things over the years that have created tough situations. So you learn from that. And just as a person, you know, we're all out here trying to do the best we can to help not only us in South Florida, but everybody being better, just to be the best person you can be. And I think that's really where this all comes from.
I wanted to get a sense, too, from you is, because the question keeps coming up is, as bad as it is, how long is it going to take to rebuild and get everybody in the Bahamas back to normal? And you've met so many Bahamians, so you know their resilience.
So I think the biggest thing is, okay, yes, the storm came and there's this catastrophe and there's all these things and we have people that are, you know, that are out there working and we're doing the things we need to do to try to get them back on track, and it's going to take a long time. But understand that this is just the start. Like, it's not over. I mean, it's, you know, Gigi, you got to agree. I mean, it's going to, yeah. So it's going to be a while before all this gets done to understand that, okay, it's not a 1 or 2 week thing. And the news and the media makes it like that it's going to take a while for them to recover. And it's going to be years. So you just can't forget that part of it. I think that's the key.
But, you know, what Dan said about, you know, we shouldn't forget. We're forgetting about Panama. Nobody talks about Panama City. And do you know that I did their housing last year, which was October 24th.
Hurricane Michael,
who has ripped and shredded Panama City. And I still have people in campers that still don't have a roof on their house. So, you know, as soon as the news dies down, that's what happens. And they have no more relief. Insurance adjusters have gone. They're off to another storm. Claims adjusters. It's not fair. And we've got to keep the news going. The same thing with Bahamas. It's, you know, it's a big story right now. But, you know, in another week or two, if we don't keep this going and going and going, everybody's going to they did their part. Now they can, you know, go back to their life. And then in the meantime, you know, these people are stranded. And like I said, Panama City, you don't hear anything about Panama City.
That was a conversation that we had with Gigi Stettler, CEO of RV Sales of Broward, and with Dolphin great Dan Marino. Check out more about the work they're doing to get these RVs and supplies to the Bahamas. Go to our social media at WLRN Sundial. Well, still to come, Dorian was one of the most powerful storms ever in the Atlantic, but there was one decades ago that was just as powerful and deadly. We're going to learn about the storm of 1935.